You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and others? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello to all those stations out there that are syndicating the program. A genuine and heartfelt thank you to all of you out there. You may be listening to us on one of those stations, here on the dial at 99.1 FM, perhaps on the iHeartRadio app, or you may even be listening to us on cjm.ca. Whatever way, we're glad that you took the 2 hours to join us for some great rock and roll music. So joining us, in addition to you, listeners, we're also going to be joined by some great bands who are performing on this episode. We're going to be hearing some music from Chad Mangalan, New Teenage Art Scene. Going back a few years, hearing some music from The Animals, Robin Hitchcock, Dial Up, Ween, Tindersticks. We're going to be hearing some music from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. And to start off this episode, we're going to be celebrating an anniversary, as we normally do. This time, the 40th anniversary of what some consider to be the greatest live record of all time, and certainly what many even more consider to be the greatest concert film of all time, 40 years of Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense.
Yeah, and it's been reissued a few times, but recently it did, it got a major upgrade, and it was shown in theaters again. So much so that actually the members of the band, who notoriously don't really get along, have been going on talk shows, doing speeches, talking about the movie, talking about their time with the band for this specific purpose, and that happened earlier this year.
Yeah, so there have been big symposiums where they've been speaking about the film and about the music, and it's really cool. Even if the band are not necessarily touring or performing together again, just seeing them all within the same room is really great, and the remastered version of the film itself is fantastic. The soundtrack is amazing, though. It is an incredible collection, 16 songs overall, featuring the best of their discography going up to 1984, when the live session was released. And we're going to be celebrating 40 years of this incredible live album by playing what I think is the best version of the song, this live version of Girlfriend is Better. Now, also on the continuum of celebration, we should mention Talking Heads, the celebration around this album. It's not just for the remaster and re-release. They also had a tribute album that they helped curate where they had a number of different artists contribute to that was released earlier this year. And later this year, they're going to be releasing a expanded box set edition of their debut record featuring all sorts of treasure troves and unheard versions of songs. Basically like an embarrassment of riches for Talking Heads fans.
Yeah, it's going to be a deluxe box set. And you can find, I think it's coming out through Rhino. And yeah, you can find all that online. But also in this set, we're going to hear some music from Constantines, new music from Sunset Rubdown and Dana Gavinsky. So let's get to it. This is Talking Heads with music from the Stop Making Sense soundtrack here on Revolution Rock.
knocks him off kilter, angular music in that set here on Revolution Rock, ending off with the latest single from Dana Gavansky. Now, she did release an album earlier this year, but this was a song recorded during those sessions, not released on the album proper, but she has followed it up as a video single that was titled Ought to Feel. A shame that was left off the record, because that's a fantastic cut, but really good stuff, fitting in with the type of vibe for the set where we had a lot of post-punk indebted music, including the band that we heard before that. Their first album in about 15 years, I think even more than 15 years, with Sunset Rubdown.
Yeah, we heard All Right from the upcoming release.
Oh, not upcoming.
Oh, it's out now.
It is out officially.
Always Happy to Explode.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a question, it's a statement.
Oh, Always Happy to Explode.
There we go. Yeah. That's how okay. We have it. Yeah. Before that, one of our favorite bands from Guelph, Constantines, they actually had a nighttime EP titled The Nighttime EP. I'm sure they recorded it at nighttime, and that's why they called it that.
What if they recorded during the daytime, though?
Those sneaky Pete's. Well, regardless, on the Nighttime EP released back in 2003, they had a few covers, including this one, a rendition of Talking Heads' Thank You for Sending Me an Angel, which I wanted to play because that song was featured on the soundtrack and during the concert film Stop Making Sense, which is celebrating a massive anniversary this week. It's been out for 40 years, and we have celebrated that by playing a track from the album proper to open up the program. I think the best version of the song, Girlfriend, is better. And this is a very iconic song during the course of the concert film, because one of the most iconic things about the movie is the gigantic oversized gray suit
that Dick Byrne
comes out. Yeah, that's the song where he appears wearing it, doing his little jiggly dance, and history is made. Honestly, it's a fantastic concert film. Even if you're not a fan of it, because of the direction and the strong arrangement of the shots, I think it is well worth checking it out, regardless of how you feel about concert films. It really is a different experience, which is why I think it stood the test of time, and so many people have gone back to it, especially during the reissue and re-release campaign this year.
Including the band themselves.
And when you can get the members of Talking Heads to agree together about anything, that's saying a lot.
Yes. So that's how we started off the show. We're going to continue next with a selection of some newer stuff and one older track in this next set as well. The next thing we're going to play is actually a brand new release from a band that has ties to Windsor, but is based out of Toronto, called Spacecraft 7. They have a new release out called Lonesome Torpedo Redux.
Lonesome Torpedo Redux.
This is psych lo-fi type stuff. Featuring Mark Fedak, who used to play in the prehistoric Cavestrokers when he was in Windsor in the 80s, and also was a former station manager and programmer during the 90s here in the state, CJM's history.
Yes, here at CJM 99.1 FM, where we're stationed in the Windsor-Detroit border. Oh, and some information, if you want more information about the station itself, go to cgm.ca. But if you would like additional content about the program you're listening to, including playlist and information about the bands we love and play, where should people go?
Oh, our website, revrock.blogspot.com. Yeah.
Okay, that was very good, Dave. There was a little bit of a delay, but you got there.
I got there, and it was successful. So, also in the set, we're going to play more new music from Bad Who. They put out an album called A Run-In With Worms earlier this year, which we've played quite a bit from, but we haven't played this song, so we'll play that. Some older music from Chad Van Galen, and also some brand new music from Teenage Art Scene.
We almost had it synchronized. That's
almost,
good.
Almost.
Anyway, here we go with music from Spacecraft 7 here on Revolution Rock.
We're dressed like students. Black spots on red, a lacquered shell antenna, a pivoting head.
Ooh.